This is Akashvani. The news read by Reshma Tiwari. Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multi-purpose Kane Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna awardee late Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan of 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of late Vajpayee. On this occasion, Prime Minister Modi said that good governance is the identity of BJP governments. Sharing memories of former Prime Minister late Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Mr. Modi said that Atal ji has always been a source of inspiration for good governance and good service. Appreciating the role of Baba Saheb Ambedkar, the Prime Minister said that Dr. Ambedkar's vision and farsightedness have contributed significantly to strengthening India's water resources, water management and dam construction. Referring to government's efforts to promote tourism in the country, Mr. Modi assured that the central government is constantly making efforts to increase facilities for all tourists from the country and abroad. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangu Bhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel were also present at the event. The cost of Kane Betwa National River Linking Project is 44,605 crore rupees. 90% of the project expenditure will be borne by the central government and 10% by the respective state governments. This project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. More than 7 lakh farmer families of 2,000 villages in 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh will also be benefited. Kane Betwa Link Project will also provide drinking water facility to 44 lakh people of 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh. This project will generate 103 megawatts of hydropower and 27 megawatts of solar power. This project will also provide irrigation facilities in more than 2.51 lakh hectares and drinking water facility to 21 lakh population of Uttar Pradesh. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation at Pusa in New Delhi. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, Rupee Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and to promote financial inclusion. These will also enable rural population to benefit from various schemes and participate in the nation's economic progress. In Kazakhstan, dozens of people were killed today after a passenger plane crashed with 67 people on board. The country's emergency ministry said there were at least 25 survivors. The plane operated by Azerbaijan Airlines caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the city of Atkau. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 was en route from the Azerbaijani capital Baku to Grozny in Russia. Reports say it was diverted because of fog. There were 62 passengers and 5 crew members on board the aircraft. The nation celebrates 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Rich tributes were paid to the statesman at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital. Born on 25th December 1924 in Gwalior, Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality had many facets. He was a forceful orator, a writer, poet, a social worker and a journalist, but more than anything else, he was a leader among leaders. He served thrice as the Prime Minister of India. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, an illuminated star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.